Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Thursday, July 12th, 2018. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds gusting to 25 knots today and even 30 knots in the afternoon, so it is going to be windy out there at sea. Wind waves from the north, 4 feet high at about 6 seconds apart, and northwest swells. 3 feet high at about 9 seconds apart, and they'll build up to about 7 feet later on in the day. And today we're going to be talking about cruise ships in the Arctic and something called heavy bunker fuel, which there's kind of a campaign, an international campaign to stop cruise ships from using that kind of fuel in the Arctic, which is a very sensitive, environmentally sensitive area. So we'll talk about what that means in just a few minutes. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 5 inbounders. We have 8 in the Astoria anchorages. We have 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is a car carrier. The Georgia Highway arrived from Richmond, headed for Portland. She's got Hondas on board. She probably passed by about 7:30 this morning, and you might see her at the Port of Portland by about 1:30 this afternoon. It takes about 6 hours to get upriver from off the downtown waterfront. The Eminent Ace is another car carrier arriving from Japan, headed for the Port of Portland. She's got Toyotas on board, and she'll pass Astoria maybe around 11:30 this morning. That would put her in Portland at the Port of Portland by about 5:30 p.m. And we have a cruise ship in town today, the Crystal Symphony. She's arriving from Seattle, headed for the Port of Astoria. She'll be there around noontime. The Crystal line is a luxury cruise ship line, so the ships tend to be a little smaller than the very big, big ones that come in. They have a fewer number of people on board, and it's more expensive, but it is fewer people, more intimate atmosphere on purpose, but you certainly pay for that privilege. But it's a very interesting cruise line that does come into Astoria occasionally during the cruise ship season. The Unico Siena, she's a bulk carrier arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and arrive in Vancouver at around 8:30 this evening. The Canvasback is a bulk carrier arriving from El Salvador. She's headed for the Longview Anchorage, and she'll be picking up petcoke at the Port of Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 3 p.m., and you might see her in Longview by about 6:30 p.m. In our Astoria anchorages, and we actually have 2 of them, although they look like they're one big long anchorage, we have the Astoria anchorage, and then up a little bit upriver, we have the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit across from Tongue Point there. And when you see a lot of ships anchored out there, it looks like one big long line of ships in actually 2 different designated anchorage areas. So we have the Orion Ocean. She's in the anchorage already, heading for Vancouver today to pick up wheat. She'll be leaving around 1:30 a.m., so she's headed upriver already and by now is already in Vancouver. The Prabhu Das is headed out of the Rice Island Anchorage, headed for Longview. She was supposedly going to leave around 8:30 this morning. She could still be out there. She's going upriver to Longview to pick up wheat. She should be there by about noontime. The African Lund is headed for Portland. She's a ship that's been sitting out of the anchorage for a number of days. She's leaving around 11 a.m. and headed for Portland to get there about 5 p.m. The G.H. Power, another familiar name, that ship comes in and out of the river sometimes. You may have heard that name before if you listen to the ship report often. She's headed for Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. And we have the Ardmore Chinook, the Star Challenger, the Arcturus, and the Angelic Zephyr. Those ships are awaiting orders in the anchorage, which means that they're sitting out there waiting. The bar pilots are actually awaiting, river pilots actually are waiting orders to take those vessels up to berths. So they could be waiting because they're undergoing inspections. They could be waiting because their berth is full and another ship has to finish their business and get out of that berth so there's room for them. It can be a lot of different reasons why a ship is sitting in the anchorage. And if these vessels fail any of their inspections, they have to sit there And until they get it right, essentially. So might have to repaint the cargo holds or just fix something. A lot of inspections go on when foreign flag vessels come into U.S. waters. And one of the places where those inspections can happen is in an anchorage like the one we have right here. In our outbounders, we have the Bonanza YR leaving Longview carrying wheat around noontime. She'll be passing Astoria then probably about 3:30 p.m. It takes about 3.5 hours to get between Longview and Astoria. And that depends on the tide. If a ship is coming downriver on a strong ebb, it might go a little faster. If it's going upriver against a strong ebb, it might go slower. So these are all estimates. The Nord Pluto is heading out of Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat there. She's leaving around 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. The Cultus Cove is leaving Longview She's got logs. I think we'll have logs on board, leaving around 5 p.m., so maybe we'll see her passing Astoria around 8:30 p.m. The Kenshin is leaving Portland carrying wheat at about 5:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11:30. And the Hino is leaving Longview carrying logs, leaving around 6:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. And the CSL Spirit, Canadian Shipping Lines, is heading out of Rainier with gypsum on board. That's the U.S. gypsum plant on the south side of the river in Rainier, just opposite Longview. She's leaving around 8 p.m., so maybe around 11:30 p.m. you might see her running lights passing Astoria outbound. So today we're going to talk about an effort by environmental groups to ask the big cruise company in the world to stop using heavy fuel oil operating its cruise ships in the Arctic. So why is this happening? Well, the Arctic ice is melting, and that is opening up. You may have heard me talk about or read other stories about how ships are now going across the Northwest Passage, so to speak, across the Arctic Circle from one ocean to another. So that brings a lot of risk into an area that is extremely dangerous, still filled with a lot of ice, and environmentally sensitive. And a lot of our fish, if you like salmon, that area is a real breeding ground for salmon. So this article is from gcaptain.com. I'll read you a little bit of it. A coalition of environmental groups is calling on Carnival Corporation to stop its use of heavy fuel oil on its ships operating in the Arctic, just as the cruise season kicks off up north. The global campaign called Clean Up Carnival, aimed at stepping up pressure on the world's largest cruise company to ditch the world's cheapest, dirtiest fuel in Arctic and subarctic waters. So bunker fuel, that's what they're talking about, heavy fuel oil. What is that? And well, it's a fuel that ships burn when they're out at sea. In the United States and I believe Europe, when ships come into port or within a certain distance from our shore, they have to switch to a lighter grade fuel that isn't as polluting. But when they're out in open ocean, they can burn this really heavy, kind of polluted, contaminated, essentially, bunker fuel. It's what's left over after crude oil refining. So it's inexpensive. It burns. It creates heat when you burn it. But it throws a lot of pollution into the air. And this bunker fuel is one of the reasons why ships are such polluters, even though I love ships very much, as you know. They're huge polluters. So they're asking Carnival Corporation, as a, you know, it's targeted at Carnival because they are the biggest company in the world, but to awareness of not burning this fuel, could ships eventually not burn it at all, would be ideal. So why is this a bad thing? Well, the particulate pollution goes into the air. It comes down. It settles on the ice. It's black. It holds heat, and it causes the ice to melt more quickly. Not to mention that those ships are operating in an area where the water is so cold that and there's very little Coast Guard presence there because the conditions are so hard, so difficult, that you can't just call the Coast Guard in the Arctic the way you can here. Sometimes if you were in a very ice-congested place, they might not be able to get to you. So it's a whole different game up there. It's starting to open up to shipping in ways that it never has before, and there are issues there. So this is just to draw attention to the fact that this very polluting fuel is being used by ships all over the world, and especially now in the sensitive Arctic area. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening.